Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And y'all have tuned in to Where Am I Going, where Perla and I ask ourselves really big questions and we search for meaningful answers. And before we talk about the Chinese New Year and wish everyone well, I want to tell everyone that Perla is sick. She's not in the studio, but she's such a trooper. She's calling in, not from her hospital bed, but almost. Right, Perla?
Even better, my bedroom. And the reason we're telling you this, is because I've got three very rambunctious dogs and a cat. And if you hear barking in the background, I try to keep them quiet. I seriously thought about giving them the cough medicine with codeine, but that would be cool. But if you hear them barking in the background, I'm very sorry. I'm trying everything to keep them quiet, but they don't understand about radio shows.
Well, thank you so much, Perla, for calling in tonight. I know that we've never canceled the show, but we came pretty close, and I wanted to thank each of you for listening or downloading. And if you have any questions tonight about the Chinese New Year, you can always call us at 760-542-4307. That's 760-542-4307. And as always, we have the chat room, and I just launched it, so we're ready for any questions there. But before we get started, I wanted to give a big shout out to all of our northern listeners up there in the Boston area, because my sister-in-law Shannon said they got another 8 inches yesterday.
And oh my God, please bring your pets indoors. Give,
yes,
you know,
they
if you got barns, whatever, take care of your pets. I cannot believe people would leave their dogs tied up in the backyard within the doghouse. Bring them inside, people, please.
Absolutely. And I was just thinking about turning on our air conditioners already in the studio, but I hear we're having a cold spell. It might get down to 50. I know those northern listeners don't like to hear that, but that's cold for us down here, isn't it?
We bring out the parkas.
That's right. Well, I am very upset about something this week. Our dog Bella had to go to the vet a couple of weeks ago, and the vet took off 10 tumors and to try to see if they were cancerous. But Bella is 10 years old, so she is suffering. And I feel so incredibly responsible. And she looks at me like, really? This is how you treat me? It's just horrible.
Michelle, what kind of dog is she?
She's a golden retriever, which you know is such a kind.
So she's
kind,
a big dog.
Yeah, yes. She's a big dog.
And
she's a
big
little
dog.
Overweight, but she's losing weight. So I'm very excited. So we get to see that on Wednesday.
And they live, what, between 10 and 15 years?
Yes.
So I'm very surprised your vet wanted to remove those tumors, because I had a dachshund that lived to be 18. And then I was always having tumors removed, like one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But when she got to be about 15, I just let her keep them. It's like she's old, she can't deal with it anymore. And she lived to be 18, and she died of a heart attack and had nothing to do with cancer.
Yeah, there you go. So
tumors.
I am looking forward to seeing the vet on Wednesday, as is my son Sam, to sort of let her know how we're feeling. And how was your Valentine's Day? Happy belated Valentine's Day, everyone. That was yesterday.
It was nice, Michelle. I didn't remember it was Valentine's Day till people started coming up to me and giving me candy and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then I had to run to the drugstore and get my mom some candy.
I really don't need a day set aside, but it's nice. And just coincidentally, we went up to Santa Fe because it was already planned, and I wanted to speak to a car dealership up there about a particular car, and I had the most pleasant experience at a car dealership in my life because the salesman was so kind and nice. And finally, I said, "What is your story?" Well, ends up he majored in philosophy, went to law school, was a forest ranger, a ski instructor, rafting guide, and slash car
salesman. Wow.
Yeah, so it was
super
great. And I went to my favorite shop in the world, Todos Santos, which is a candy store if anybody's going to Santa Fe. And I'm pretty sure, Perla, either on this side of the gates of heaven or the other side, you have to go through Todos Santos if it's heaven for me. I can tell you that.
What does Todos Santos mean, Michelle?
All saints, all the saints.
Yes,
so it's a chocolate shop, and I know you're testing my Spanish.
Oh.
Don't darling, since
thank
that's
you.
Your first language.
I am.
But it's a chocolate shop full of milagros, and I have a surprise for you, Perla. I bought a beautiful gold-wrapped Valentine's candy with a big milagro penis for you.
A what? A big what?
A penis. Now,
you said peanut.
Penis, and milagro is miracle. So there you go. What else can,
okay,
can a girl want?
It.
Can a girl want? And speaking of what a girl wants, let me tell you what a girl doesn't want. I went to see that horrible 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm 50 Shades of Mad because I went. It was a horrible book I couldn't even get through. I know you couldn't get through it either. But the torturous thing about this stupid movie is actually sitting through it. It's a bad movie, bad story, bad characters, bad dialogue. It's not interesting. It has nothing significant to say, and it's not even entertaining. And you think a film like this would at least provide some truly erotic and daring sex scenes, and it didn't even do that. But what it did do, unfortunately, it's a classic by-the-book description of a codependent relationship with an abusive partner. And why in the hell do we go and support this?
Oh, that's terrible. And that's probably – I haven't seen it. I got through, like, three chapters of the first book, and I couldn't take anymore. And our local bishop is warning people. I guess he read the book. I mean, he got further than I did because he's talking about how all it is a book on how to do domestic abuse. You know, domestic
violence.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a portrayal of a romance story with a man portrayed as a brooding, damaged abuser whose heart is warming up, and he needs another chance for his girl to try hard to understand him. And it's just ridiculous. And my personal hope is that a lot of the fans that watch this movie will come away with a new perspective on how terribly wrong the themes and attitudes are about women. So, and also I want to say, listeners, I don't care. I'm not going to judge about your, you know, S&M. This is not what I'm talking about, what two people or three people or four people want to do behind closed doors. That is not what I'm talking about at all. And I don't think that that's necessarily inherent in the S&M culture outside this movie and the characters. But, you know, Pearl, if you want to see bad acting and a bad script, just go see porn, because at least everybody gets a happy ending. So my advice to all of you is not to go see 50 Shades of Grey. But again, you can talk to us about the Chinese New Year at 760-542-4307. 760-542-4307. So, Perla,
Michelle,
let's talk about... go ahead.
I have a question for you.
Huh?
Why are we talking about the Chinese New Year? I'm Hispanic, and you're... God knows what you are, but neither one
well,
of us is Chinese.
I studied theology at Abilene Christian University. That's a really good question, but... You know, I do practice feng shui, and I'm a feng shui practitioner both in the Tibetan black hat as well as the spiritual feng shui. So I thought it would be interesting because we celebrate the Chinese New Year this Thursday, February the 19th.
Okay.
So I thought
and we
it
have
would
to
be...
support.
Yeah.
Support, because we're going to see a lot of, I mean, in El Paso today, there's a big celebration going on at one of the feng shui shops that you visited. So there's people celebrating it, and we want to help people understand what the celebration is all about.
Exactly. We have a large Chinese population here on the border. A lot of people don't realize why, because at the turn of the last century, the Chinese men were brought in to lay the railroads throughout the West, and a lot of them settled here. But the thing that I absolutely love about the Chinese astrology is the year of your birth doesn't indicate how old you are. Did you know that, Perla?
No.
So according to the Chinese system of astrology, the year of your birth indicates just a certain phase or aspect of a 60-year cycle. So that's kind
wow.
of, yeah, so I kind of embrace that. But I kind of wondered, why are there 12 animals? Because that's what there are. There's 12 animals in this system. And what I learned in my feng shui certification is there's really not one definite answer to that. But legend has it, once upon a time, that the Jade King was bored and had nothing to do in heaven. and he did not see what was going on Earth, and he had servants attending to his every wish, and so he decided that he wanted to see the animals that inhabited the Earth. So he sent word to his advisors to bring him 12 animals. Well, the first animal that they invited was me, the rat. And the second animal they invited was the cat. But the rat, being jealous of the cat, did not give the cat the invitation. So the cat did not make one of the 12.
Oh, so that's why it's not on the...
Yeah, that's right. And also, I'm allergic to cats, and I really am not a big cat fan. So I wonder if other rats are that way. I'm not sure. But if you want to determine what your Chinese astrology sign is, because there are 12, you can certainly Google that. But there's the ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, ram, monkey, which you are, rooster, and the dog.
I want to be the dog.
And I wanted to be the dog. And the dog is the 11th, and by default, due to the king's just nature, the 12th place went to the pig after the ceremony was concluded because the cat missed the invitation, so they had to get somebody. So that's kind of the history of all of that. And the Chinese New Year, now this is kind of interesting because I don't know if it's just in America, but certainly in the South, when we celebrate the New Year's, my mother would always make us have black-eyed peas for luck, and we would have collard greens for money. Did you have anything in the Mexican Hispanic culture on New Year's?
Yes, but, you know, beer.
What?
I can't think of it. It was a beer and everything. No. Menudo?
Menudo, yeah, you probably did have menudo. So there
yeah,
are some...
It was hominy and tripe, and I take the tripe out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, who doesn't? Oh, my God, that's disgusting. But,
yeah.
And you know, my mother used to say on our New Year's, whatever you did that day sets the precedent for the whole year. So, you know, you don't have a fight, you don't wash clothes, you don't pay bills, you don't, you know, there's certain superstitious things that you do and you don't do. But I found it super interesting. The Chinese New Year's taboos are don't eat porridge because it brings poverty. And don't say words like death because it brings death. You don't wash your hair because you wash out the good luck. You don't wash your clothes because you wash out the good luck. You don't do any needlework like sewing of any kind because it depletes wealth. You don't sweep because it sweeps out the wealth. And crying brings bad luck. Don't break dishes. That brings bad luck. Don't kill anybody. That causes misfortune. Never, ever, ever wear black or white. Those are two really unlucky colors. So on Thursday, nobody wear black, nobody wear white. No odd amounts of money in your wallet. And for goodness sake, and I'm sorry to say this, if you have to go to the hospital, Perla, I'm not visiting you. Because if you go to the hospital, it brings illness. And you don't lend money or borrow money. So this is not a good time for a car loan or a mortgage because it leads to more debt.
Wow. Well, you know what I found were the two things you should do? The two good things? To pray in a temple.
Oh.
And wear red underwear.
Well, you know what? Red underwear brings good luck. Barry always wears red underwear in Las Vegas when he goes. And again, you're listening to Where Am I Going? And you can call us at 760-542-4307. 760-542-4307. Okay, so red underwear, that's good to know. That brings good luck on Thursday. I can do that because I don't like to wear red. Red is not my color. So I don't like to wear it, but I can wear red underwear. That's a good idea.
You go to church in your red underwear, in other words.
Did you know that we have a Buddhist temple in my neighborhood?
No, I didn't know that. You're going to have to show it to me.
Yeah, it's two blocks. So it's like on the corner as you're... As you're on Stanton coming out of the Albertsons parking lot, you go one block, and there it is.
Wow.
I know. Maybe I'll just trot over there
that,
on Thursday. I bet they're having, like, an open house or something. But I bet you can go to a church or anything.
It's part of the university, isn't it? It's part of the university, I think.
Yes,
oh, wow.
Right.
So, okay, great. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go.
Yeah, so I live close to
not any gust of wind.
Yeah, exactly. I live close to the University of Texas, and so there's a lot of really wonderful things in my neighborhood around here, and that's, you know, that's one of them. And we have a question in our chat room, Perla, And it's okay. I sound so surprised, don't I? But it's because it's always so shocking to us that anyone listens to this show. So, but they do. And we've had actually, thank you, we have thousands of people listening every week, and we're grateful for that. But the question is, what does the new year mean if you are a rat? Okay, so that's a good question. And before we talk about that, let's talk about just this in general. So from what I understand about this, if you know if you're a rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, rooster, dog, or pig, then the year of the sheep slash goat has different meanings depending on your sign. So if you are, for example, because I happen to know that I'm a rat, okay, so I happen to know that that's true, but if you're a rat, I hate to tell you that it's not a wonderful year for us rat people. And, you know, rats could be born anywhere. You know, it's not just the year, by the way, guys. It's very specific, and you can Google that. But if you are a rat like me, things aren't supposed to go well. Good fortune and career and wealth may be limited. However, as long as we all work hard, there's a chance that we're going to be okay. But investment in the stock market and real estate may bring some unexpected profits. But be careful in May, June, November, and December. And dangerous outdoor activities and extreme sports should be avoided. And you know that I love my hiking. I've already got a really big trip planned in May, and that's when this is supposed to happen. So let's see if I fall off a cliff or whatever.
You know, my experience with you, Michelle, is it doesn't matter what time of the year, you're always falling.
I do. I'm so clumsy. However, I'm extremely coordinated.
You fall everywhere.
I fall everywhere, but I'm extremely coordinated because my parents forced me to take dance lessons, and I'm an incredibly good dancer. And I don't think that I, like, break a hip or twist my ankle or whatever because I have cat-like reflexes. So when I fall...
You recover well.
I recover well. And there was one time I was on a hike in Sedona, and my hiking guide, Mike, always tells people this story. But we were on one of these hikes where I could have fallen to my death, my favorite kind of hike. And I started to fall. And everybody, you know, Barry froze, everybody froze. But as I'm falling down the mountain instinctively, I put my feet like I have two skis on. And that slowed down my fall. And I got to the very edge of the cliff where I would have fallen to my death and it stopped. And I leaned, uh-huh. I put my weight back, just like you do in skiing, and it saved my life. So even though I do fall a lot, I do have good instincts. But anyway, hopefully you guys that are rat people won't do that. But we're supposed to have some good luck with money, a little bit of good luck with money, and relationships. Single females will meet pursuers in 2005, but it will be hard to choose the most suitable ones. And males can easily find their love if they participate in social activities. Now, our health, we should pay attention to our health, especially, get this, crossing the street and driving to avoid an accident. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah, so thank you very much to that, to the person in the chat room. I appreciate that. Now, you are a what, Perla?
Monkey.
You're a monkey.
I am a monkey.
You're a monkey. So
By the way,
the year 2016 is the year of the monkey, next year.
Okay, so good. So you need to get through this year, but it says just some little characteristics about the monkey. It's a clever animal. It's usually a smart person. Well, I don't know about that. No, I'm just kidding, Yarn. It's the personality strengths are genius, character of life. They're, you know, these are all these things. They're sociable. They're practical. So that's all you. Now, okay, so here's your year for you, Perla. You're going to have a good year in 2015. You're going to be busy at work, and you will succeed a lot of success. If those that want to work in other fields or abroad or want to change their job will have a good chance of doing this. So that's a good thing. You'll have great progress with your colleagues, although some may be jealous of your success. The only problem is your physical condition. You may just be really, 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 really tired. So be careful of that. But the money fortune is good.
And we already seen that.
Yeah, the money fortune is good. And relationships, the singles, which you are, will have wonderful luck in 2015, especially if they participate in more group activities or enlarge their social circle. They will find a relationship. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Oh,
very.
And you're going to love this since you're sick today. Minor illnesses like colds, fevers, bronchitis may happen to some of them, but it will not have a severe influence. This will especially happen in January and July, so avoid traveling. So this is February, so you're just kind of, but
January,
you were sick also in
and
January.
January bronchitis, 2 weeks now.
Yeah, so there you go. So that is the monkey. So each of you out there have a particular animal that represents you. So if you want to email, chat, go into the chat room, or call us, you are more than welcome to do that, and we would love to share that with you. Our number is 760-542-4307. Or you can, I got somebody in the chat room, and they said they are a horse. Okay, so let's talk about the horse. Do you know anyone that's a horse, Perla?
Not off the top of my head, no.
You know, my son August is a rooster and Sam is a snake. And I used to date years ago a golfer who was a horse. So I'm kind of familiar with the horse, but let's see what happens to the horse this year. Horses finally get past their bad fortune of 2014 and they have a good year. So that's great. They can anticipate good fortunes in all aspects of their life in the year of the sheep. They will be given more opportunities at work. They can expect a promotion. If they intend to change jobs, they'll find a better one. They can make wise investments in the stock and real estate. Wow, this is terrific. And self-employed people of the horse have luck more than any other. Things will go smoothly all year. Their bosses and leaders will recognize them. And let's see, in wealth, they'll have good wealth, which will happen this year to them, as long as they work hard. Now, let's say relationships, they will enjoy great fortune in their love life, and their affections of lovers will be deep. They keep a happy relationship and marriage in 2015 and a stable relationship. Well, that is just all good news. So you horse people, good for you. That's wonderful. Terrific. Terrific, terrific.
So Michelle, this is a big holiday in China. I know that because every time when we're doing business with any Chinese suppliers, they're pretty much closed the whole month of, February.
You're exactly right. And also, I was talking to a really good friend of mine that works for Starbucks up in Seattle, and she has to get up at 5:00 in the morning to have business meetings with her counterparts over there. Because Starbucks is also in China. And she said that they've just shut down. I mean, they're just gone. They're just out. They're, And furthermore, it's considered very poor taste not to wish everyone a happy New Year. It's real similar to us. I mean, this is their year. This is their deal. It's very, very important, extremely important. And that's why we wanted to wish all of you guys a very, very happy New Year. And regardless of, if you're Chinese or if you practice this or not, why not figure out what your particular animal is that represents the stage of cycle for you, and it's kind of fun to read about.
I did a little bit of research on the holiday in China, Michelle, and I was simply aghast at something.
What?
The Chinese New Year is really a rough time for single people. And you know me, I've been single a long time.
Why is it rough?
Females are said to be marriageable before the age of 30 and males before 32. So if they're not married by the time, they've reached that age, the Chinese New Year is a good time for their parents and relatives to hassle them, to talk to them about settling down, to set them up on dates, to embarrass them. Parents think that by embarrassing you, they can marry. But there's a new business. I mean, entrepreneurial people come up everywhere. There's a new business in China, and it's called renting a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So when that time of year comes around, you hire, like, for $16 a day, a boyfriend for the day so your parents can get off your back.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that
great? That is, you know, if they're traditional, I mean, this is, you know, this is thousands and thousands of years old. Wow. Well, you know what's so interesting about the Chinese calendar? To me, it's formed from the movement of the moon. And so there's 24 solar terms or traditional holidays. And they pick lucky days for things like marriage proposals or marriages or pregnancies or traveling or so forth. And I know this because of all the work I do with real estate agents that have Asian clients. And it's super important the day they see the house. It's super important the address of the house. Like, for example, the address can't end in the number 4. It's very unlucky, and 4 means death. So you'll never see a cell phone number that ends in 4 or an address that ends in 4. Or when you go to China, you won't find a floor of a hotel. Like, we don't have the floor 13. They don't have the floor 4. For the longest time when I was there, I kept thinking, what the heck is going on here? And then when I got my certification, I learned about each number has a different vibration and a different energy according to standing alone or in a combination of, because your address also can't add up to the number 4. So you can't have 1111, you know what I mean? You can't have 4 ones. So it can't add up to 4. Yeah, I don't know that I've met a more superstitious culture than I have the Asian culture. It's very interesting to me, very interesting. So that's a little bit about, you know, although, you know, China, they've adopted our calendar, of course, but they really go back to these traditions when they're looking at, you know, defining a holiday or a festival. And I think that that's really great. You know, I think that that's wonderful that they go back to their ancestors and that they, you know, honor them in this way.
Oh, yeah, that's big in the Chinese New Year, is going back to family and having dinner with everybody.
Right. Now,
everybody congregate.
Unless you're a single woman and you can't go to your parents' house. And I guess that's because of what you were saying, because you bring bad luck, so you have to stay away from your parents' house. That's just wrong.
And I gotta tell you, yeah, I learned that there's like a women's lib movement in China now, so they're trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, that's just horrible. Well, you know, these emperors and these dynasties, they were not women friendly, as you know. Well, what ancestors were, you know, I don't want to say anything badly about them particularly, but, you know, really, it's just, I just think it's really interesting at the particular time that the dynasties and the Chinese and the emperors were figuring out the Chinese astrology, the West was figuring out the Western astrology through the stars, and the Chinese were looking at the moon. And I find that interesting because you and I, well, you were still in advertising, but I was in advertising for, you know, a couple of decades. And when we had a psych hospital, we had to stop advertising around the full moons because our beds were going to be completely full. And then I started doing advertising for healthcare in hospitals, and the OBGYN department, same thing. Women have babies at the full moon. Why? Their water breaks. Why? The moon controls the tides and water. And we are, over 80% water. So I find it interesting that the Chinese also look to the moon for their particular astrological explanations.
That's pretty neat. You know, what I like is the food that they eat.
Oh, my God. Oh, and there's certain, you know, yeah, and there's certain foods that the Chinese eat during this particular time. Of course, you know, but there's certain things that you can eat, which is just, isn't that so interesting? You can't eat oatmeal.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, you can't eat oatmeal, but you can eat other things. So it's super interesting, very interesting.
Chinese dumplings, because they look like silver ingots, a form of Chinese money. Am I saying that right? Chinese dumplings, I don't care what they look like, they're delicious.
They're so good. They're good on any day of the year, right? Well, Pearl and I just wanted to say happy New Year to each of you. And we encourage you, whatever animal you may be, to look up your particular sign on the internet, and or you can email me at michelle@michellecromer.com, and I will certainly answer that question for you. And you can follow me on Twitter at emichellecromer, and I'd love to have you do that. And we will just sign off and wishing you all the best. And Perla, I hope you get to feeling better.
Thank you.
Well, you sound pretty good, and I'm appreciative of those dogs not barking. So we will be back for another show. And again, thanks for downloading and listening. Happy New Year. This is Michelle Cromer.
And I'm going to give you a Chinese New Year saying. May everything go as planned.
Wonderful. So. Happy New Year. And we will see you next time. Thanks so much.
Goodbye.
And remember, think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely, and please, please, please be kind. Happy New Year.
Goodbye.